Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, September 22nd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Rupert steps down. Trap door in the daycare. Sex offender on the loose. And Americans more obese than ever. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Rupert Murdoch stepped down as the chairman of Fox and News Corp. His son will now become the new chairman. He's 92. He's been in the business for 70 years. He inherited a local Adelaide, Australian newspaper from his dad in 1952, established the country's first national newspaper 10 years later, went on to acquire News of the World and the Sun in England in the late 60s, then bought the New York Post, New York Magazine, and the Village Voice. It was 1996 when he launched Fox News. What does this mean for Fox's political slant? Well, power was going to go to Rupert's second son, James, but he recently resigned over the editorial content of Fox. Lachlan, who is taking over instead, is supposedly more conservative than his dad. We shall see. A one-year-old died while at a Bronx daycare. Three others were hospitalized. They were from 8 months to two because they were exposed to fentanyl. The three other kids were treated with Narcan, and they're recovering. Authorities searched the daycare and only found trace amounts. They went back and searched again after they received a tip about a trap door in the floor. And sure enough, inside that trap door, they found bricks of fentanyl and other drugs. Can you believe these people? We have another escaped prisoner, this time a convicted sex offender who escaped custody while he was receiving medical treatment at a St. Louis hospital. 45-year-old man serving a 30-year sentence. He just walked right out of the hospital. No one asked any questions. 3:54 in the morning yesterday, two Missouri Department of Corrections officers were guarding him when he escaped. Not sure if they dozed off or what. They don't even know what direction he went in once he walked out the hospital's front door. We are getting fatter. In 2021, 19 states had 35% of adults or more who were obese. Now it's 22 states. Only six states have between 25 and 30% of their population obese. Vermont, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Colorado, California, and Hawaii. No state is less than 25% obese. But only 10 years ago, not a single state had more than 35% of its population obese, and now 22 of them do. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On his Friday, very few Americans saw the vivid display of corruption on Wednesday because they were either on the job or raising their urchins or otherwise occupied. But Attorney General Garland's congressional testimony about the Hunter Joe Biden situation was something to behold. Garland trotted out the Sergeant Schultz defense. I know nothing. He evaded all specific questions about the Biden behavior by saying he would not, quote, interfere with the investigations. So the head of the Justice Department is providing absolutely no oversight on one of the most intense corruption investigations in history. Insane doesn't even begin to describe it. And I believe Merrick Garland. I think he wants no part of any Biden probe because he knows it's radioactive. These swamp creatures have an acute sense of danger. But here's where the Attorney General deceives. He had to sign off on the first Hunter Biden plea deal that demanded the federal government never again charge Hunter with anything. As a former judge, Garland had to know the absurdity of that. And indeed, a federal judge threw it out. So why did Garland try to slip it by? Merrick Sergeant Schultz Garland will never answer that question, other than to say he trusted his prosecutors. Sure, but the whole thing doesn't stack, does it? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Gail Bell, Westland, Michigan. If Hunter and or Jim Biden paid President Biden's bills, how will that show up on the bank statements? The bank statements and financial statements, not just bank, okay, would be analyzed by certified accountants to see if it was a shift. So one year, Joe Biden would say, this is how much Jill and I got. And then the next year, if it's way up and there's no explanation or check writing is way down, okay, as you point out, that some of this grifting might have been used to pay Joe Biden's bills. So, okay. But then the check writing would go way down. So that's why they want the records. George Bunch, Statesville, North Carolina. Do you think President Biden will participate in any debates? No. He's not going to. Why would he? Why would he? Come on, he's not. Jim Revilla, Clovis, California. Please answer this, Bill. You got it, Jim. You got it. You mentioned that it's possible that Michelle Obama could be anointed the nomination at the DNC. Isn't there specific filing time frames in some states? Only if you want to run the primaries. Michelle Obama's not going to run the primaries. Why would she do that? If Biden resigns, then it's chaos, okay? And she'll just show up to the convention if she wants it. And the electors, remember, when you go to the convention, you watch the convention, the great state of Alabama casts its votes for, that's who does it. Even if you win a primary, they don't have to cast a vote for you. So the great state of Alabama casts a vote for Michelle Obama, even though she didn't run any of the primaries. That's the way the system works. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 331 years ago today, 8 women were hanged in New England for conspiring with Satan. They would be the final victims of a religious frenzy that seized colonial America for nearly 2 years. Here is a story of the Salem witch trials. In early 1692, young girls began suffering seizures. A doctor described their condition as, quote, beyond the power of any natural disease, unquote. Other children complained they were being bitten by unseen creatures during the night. The Salem townsfolk accuse multiple women of practicing witchcraft against the children. Over the next few months, dozens were put on trial. The youngest alleged witch, 4 years old, she eventually implicated her own mother upon questioning. That little girl was driven mad by this. The methods used to detect the devil in Salem were bizarre. The alleged witch would touch blindfolded members of the community. If they screamed, the person who touched them was guilty. Others were dunked in ice-cold water, then burned using a metal cross. In the end, many confessed to avoid torture. By September, 150 people were tried for witchcraft, 30 found guilty, 19 executed. Governor of Massachusetts finally stopped the madness when his own wife was accused of devil worship. She petitioned the Queen of England, who interceded on her behalf. And here's something else you might not know. The hunt for Satanists was not confined to New England. The worst witch hunt in history occurred in Central Europe 60 years earlier. In the 17th century, Catholics and Protestants waged war for control of Germany. Each side accused the other of doing the devil's work. Between 1625 and 31, more than 1,000 people were burned at the stake. For more incredible, and I mean that word literally, stories about the horror of Salem, Massachusetts, please check out my new book, Killing the Witches, on sale September 26th. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.